What about the issue of surgery in stage three?
Well, I think that's always a difficult issue. I think that there are patients right up front who look like they might be potentially resectable. Now, what do I say? That hasn't really been defined, but it's patients without bulky mediastinal disease, patients with single station rather than multiple station lymph node involvement. These are patients where surgery might be a possibility. I think that patients such as this should be discussed in a venue where you have a multidisciplinary group so you can make the appropriate decision. There are a lot of trials looking at chemo or chemotherapy and radiation and then taking patients to surgery. The majority of the trials are phase two trials, and it is feasible. I think the biggest trial that has been reported thus far with the use of surgery is 0139. And that is a trial that was an intergroup trial. It was reported by Dr. Albane, in which they gave chemotherapy and radiation to patients with N2 disease, pathologically proven. Patients were then randomized to receive surgery, and of course the radiation was abbreviated in that to 45 gray or to just finish their chemotherapy and radiation. Now that trial did not have a significantly improved survival for the patients who went on surgery. Time to progression was better for the surgical arm. But when they looked at the analyses, there are certain patients who don't do well with surgery after chemotherapy and radiation, and those are particularly those who require a pneumonectomy. So I think if you have someone right up front...
Right more than left?
Right more than left.
You buy into that?
Yes.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense.
It does. So if you have somebody who would need a pneumonectomy, then those patients should not be considered for surgery. They should just finish their chemotherapy and radiation without interruption.